Okay, today's daf is Megillah, daf Yud Zayin. Megillah Yud Zayin, the last daf in the first parak, going over to the second parak here in Meseches Megillah. We are on Tes Zayin Amabez. We're still darshaning all of the psukim towards the end of the Megillah now. We've been through a lot of it. We darshaned the 10 sons of Haman, maybe more than 10 sons of Haman, as we discussed. We mentioned the halacha at the end of the shir about the saying them b'neshima achas, the halacha of the vav of Vaisasa. We didn't focus on it. There are many different pshatim, what exactly that means. We explained that it means that you have to write a big vav, a long vav. But there are other days exactly how to write the vav of Vaisasa, quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that one can look in Hilchos Megillah. So let's start with where we're up to on the last wide line in the middle of Tes Zayin Amid Beis. Vayomer HaMelech LeEsther HaMalka B'Shushan HaBira Hargu HaYehudim. The king says to Esther HaMalka that the Jews killed the following people in Shushan. It sounds like he's going to say something that being upset. It says Hargu HaYehudim Amar Bivo Malamech Malach V'Sitra Alpiv. You know what happened? He was about to say something, and then a malach came and stopped what he was about to say. Rashi says, "Shayhitchil l'daber b'lashon ka'as v'sofar amar mash elasech." He started to say something, but this is a continuation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being involved in the story right here. Ubivo alifnei hamelech, and when she came in front of the king, amar im hasefer, she said with the sefer. What does that mean? Esther comes and says, Amar, Amrami Vailai. What do you mean? She was talking. She said something. What do you mean? Amar, Amra Ima Sefer. It should be. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. We take out the next two words of Amar Lo. Ye Amar Bepeh, Mashakasa Basefer. What's being alluded to in this phrase of Amar Ima Sefer is the narrator talking of the Megillah. It's not really Esther talking. Or maybe it's Esther alluding to a fact that's going to occur afterwards, the halacha, that you have to read the Megillah from a cloth. Ye amar bepet, say with one's mouth, mashakaz b'sefer, what is written in the sefer. Halacha of reading it, b'ksav, b'shas ha-kriya. That is the halacha that is being alluded to here in the Megillah. It's noteworthy, as we mentioned in the past, that there is a halacha of Torah Shebal Peh that is being alluded to in Torah Shebaksav. Now, one would think that, you know, Torah Shabbat, Torah Shabbat, Torah Shabbat, Torah Shabbat, but here, no, there's a halacha that's being alluded to. Again, related to what we have discussed a number of times already here in the Masechta, that Megillah Esther is Torah Shabbat Peh-ish, even though it was included, the last sefer to be included, but this is the transition sefer, and here you even have a halacha that the Gemara says is meant by a pasuk in the Megillah. That's Rashi and that explanation. If you look in the Ritva here, the Ritva is a different pshat of what it means. The Ritva says, Afshar shebiksha mimenu sheyitnu lahem rishus likvoa zachira zuladaros velo techashev lo gnai. She is talking to Achashverosh, but she's saying, you know, is it okay if we make a yantif? You know, this is about your downfall. This is about your, you know, what our Kadosh Baruch Hu did for us. It's similar to what we had before, back on Dav Zion, where we had Esther asking Kivunu Ladoros, and Chazal answered, but it's going to cause kinna bein ha'amim. And the answer was that everybody knows it already. It's not going to add anything. So similar to that, Esther here is asking, Osha bikshmi menu she achrizu akruzim kin kaminag lefi she yisyasra shomim v'leisiva kadavar hazeh. That is the Ritva here, giving a different shot of what this means. Continuing, Divrei Shalom ve'emes Amar Bitanchum v'Amri La Amar Rabbi Asi Milamed. What is the word? The phrase Divrei Shalom ve'emes. Words of peace and truth mean Milamed Shetzricha Sirtut Kamita Shel Torah. This teaches that a Megillah needs sirta, needs to be scratched out. We know the lines in a certain Kisvei HaKodesh has to be engraved. The lines aren't engraved. Usually we have paper, we have lined paper. That means that you write the words on top of the lines. When one requires sirtut in the Torah, that means you write the words under the engraved line. Sirtut. So this halacha is that the Megillah required scratched out surfaces, the sirtut, the lines, like Amita Shel Torah. What does Amita Shel Torah mean? Like the ultimate Torah. Rashi says, Kisefer Torah Atzmo. Sirtut Halacha Moshe V'Sinai. That idea of Sirtut, of engraving the lines is a halacha lo shebi Sinai, and just like a Sefer Torah requires sirtut, so too Megillas Esther requires sirtut. That is Rashi Pshat. There's a lumdish question in sirtut, how much sirtut is a halacha lo shebi Sinai, where you require sirtut. How much is that purely Xeris HaKasav, or is it somehow based on hiddur mitzvah? I can make my line straighter if there's sirtut. It's more functional than magical. So that is a discussion that could be some nafkaminas even related to that question. But either way, that is Shitas Rashi. And if you see, there is a Gilyon Hashas on the Rashi. He says, look in Tosfos and Menachos. What does Tosfos and Menachos say? Tosfos and Menachos argues on this Rashi. Tosfos and Menachos says the Sefer Torah does not require sirtut. What does the Gemara mean, right? What requires sirtut? Mezuzah. Kamita Shel Torah is a reference to mezuzah. Says Tosfos, Lamed Beis, Amed Beis in Menachos. Based on a question there, V'yesh Lomer, Delo Hayu Regilin L'Sartet Sefer Torah V'Tfilin, Kivan Delo Ba'u Sirtut, Kedamina B'Yerushalmi, as I said in the Yerushalmi, Kalapatav and Adavra V'Oseyu Nikra Hedyo. It's something extra. You do not require Sirtut for a Sefer Torah. The Hadam Rinan B'Sof Perakama De Megillah, that's what it says in our Gemara, Malameshes Yichas Sirtut Ka'amita Shel Torah, Lo Kemoshe Pirisham B'Kuntris, not like what Rashi says here, D'mayri B'Sefer Torah Mamash, Elo B'Mezuzah Kamar shehi amita shel Torah sheyesh ba malchus shamayim. What does it mean? It's amita shel Torah. It has kabbalas malchus shamayim. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Right, uniquely to mezuzah. Yet to mezuzah. Ukedemucha chacha the mezuzah by a sirtut. Right, even though tefillin also, but the focus is mezuzah. That is all that mezuzah has, these parshios. V'teda, and then he says, it quotes, Uriah, Diba Sefer Torah, Kepir Shakodesh, the Sefer Torah would, Hailo Lidrosh be Denikre Sefer. It should have darshan the fact that you need Sirta, but the fact that it's called a Sefer, Sefer Torah calls a Sefer, Kedadashin and Hassam, the Chulu, it quotes another drasha. Either way, Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, whether a Sefer Torah requires Sirtut or not. What do we pass in Alach Lamaisa? So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Tuf Reish Tzadi Aleph in Hilchos Sefer Torah in Hilchos Megillah, right here, says the Shulchan Aruch, just find it, says the Shulchan Aruch, Megillah ain kosana Megillah ela bidyo ala gvilo ala cloth. You have to use ink and special cloth. Kisei for Torah. If you have custom yafatzim, if you write it with a certain type of other materials, v'tzricha sirtut ketora atzma. There's the line. You need sirtut like the Torah itself. Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin like Rashi. Magen Avraham mihu dai besirtut shita rishona sha sofrim bekiim liyasher achar kach. All you need, though, says the Magen Avraham, is the first line. Just the first line to be mesartate. After that, the sofrim are bekiim to be miyasher, to write straight. So you don't need sirtut after that, says the Magen Avraham. Says the Vilna Gaon, I'm sorry, but I disagree. Says the Gra, where you require sirtut through the whole column. Masha'enkin, if you don't need sirtut, so then to be mahader, lechadchila, so then you could do the first line. But says the Gra, if you need sirtut, Me'ikar adin, you require it throughout the column. The kaldavish tzricha sirtut al kol shita beinon. You need it in the entire shita, and therefore the Gra says shgaga biyadam. It's a mistake. The betfillin, the ain tzricha sirtut amrina kain. Only by tfillin, which doesn't require sirtut, then you can have just the first line. But other than that, you need sirtut throughout the column. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Achronim that are machmir regarding this question. If you look in the Brisker Rav, the Griz al Rambam, to answer a question which we're not going to go into now, the Griz says that sirtut could be for one of two reasons. Why would one require sirtut? One might require sirtut because the chefsa that you're dealing with screams out for sirtut. That might be the halacha Moshe B'Sinai, but he explains based on a Rambam that he does not think so. Eina kavana Megillah base test. Eina kavana sha chefza shel Megillah tzricha lios misur tetes. She'ein zedin b'chefza elu b'ksiva she'ksivas ha Megillah tzricha lios b'sirtut. Ukshakasa b'li sirtut hare ze pasul mishum shelo kasav kedin ksiva sefer Torah. And that's how we would answer our question, as the question that Tosfos asked on Rashi, there in Menachos that we just alluded to at the end. Why doesn't According to Rashi, why don't you learn it from the fact that it says Sefer? You darshan it from Sefer. Why do you need a separate limud here, Kamita Shel Torah? The answer is maybe Megillah doesn't need it because of the chefsa of the Megillah, Sefer. It needs it because the Maisak Siva has to be with Sirtut. The other nafkamin is there that the Brisker Rav quotes. But that could help explain that Megillah Esther is not a Sefer like other Svarim, as we have discussed. But the limud is that the Maisa Sirtut, the Maisa Ksiva requires Sirtut, and that's how you can have a non-Sefer that would also require Sirtut. Okay, so that is the Shulchan Aruch and the Achronim that expand on the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, we continue now. That was Divrei Shalom Ve'emes. Vayter. Umamar Esther Kaya Kiyam, and they fulfilled what Esther said. Esther's request was fulfilled. Mamar Esther in Divrei Hatzomos Lo, but only what Esther did helped contribute and cause the nace and cause the salvation, but not the fasting that Am Yisrael did for those 3 days. Rabbi Yochanan, no. Rabbi Yochanan says it means both. Hachi Ka'amar, Divrei Hatzomos, Umamar Esther Kiyam Yimei Divrei Hapurim Ha'ela. Kimordechai Yehudi, now we're finally up to the end of the Megillah. Kimordechai Yehudi, Mishter LaMelech HaKashveirosh. V'gadol HaYehudim, he became second in command, and he was great for the Jews. V'ratzui L'rov Echad, and he was merutzeh to Rov Echav, to most of his brethren. What do you mean, most of his brethren? L'rov Echav V'lo L'kol Echav. We darshan only most, but there was some that were not happy with what Mordechai did. Milamed Shapirshu Mimenu Mixa Sanhedrin. Some of the Sanhedrin started staying away from him. The question is, what happened, Mordechai? Mordechai Yehudi, who brought the cause of the whole nace? Why did they stay away from him? Rashi, top left. Lefisha Bitel Midivrei Torah Vinichnas Lisrara. He used to be the Gadol Ador, and now he taught Hilchas Kemitza, as we saw last time, and now he was Nichnas Lasrari, took upon himself a position. Right, it says right here, Mishneh LaMelech HaChashveirosh, says the Ben Yehoyada. What's the problem? He got Am Yisrael out of the Yitzharis. The problem wasn't what he did already, but what he now accepted to do. What he accepted to do, now he started taking on a new position. So he says the Ben Yehoyada, that he should have. He saved Am Yisrael. The Mordechai Yehudi, Olav HaShalom, Tafas HaMalchus, Acher Shekfar Nitzoli Yisrael, V'nasa HaNes. V'rak Omer, Sheva Yobo Liyodu Dvar, it's all the fudges we got on the Haba. He took extra precautions for the future. So that's why there was some, not all. Most thought, we need Mordechai in there for future protection. But there was no Sakaras the Fush is imminent at this moment. So Mordechai, according to this line of the Gemara, should have gone back to what he was doing before and not taken upon himself a position. Maybe let somebody else take that position because he was needed in the Beis Medrash. He was needed to be the leader. That is, again, somewhat of a difficult line, like what he was doing, what he thought was best. But this is Mordechai. Interesting, if you look in the Hagdama of the Taras Habayis, Rav Yosef's mammoth Svarim on Hilchas Nida, very fat Svarim, so in the Hagdama there he writes that one time he fell asleep on his Svarim as he was writing and he had a dream and the Kaf HaChaim came to him in the Kaf HaChaim or the Ben Ish Chai, one of the two, maybe it was the Ben Ish Chai, I don't have it right here, came to him and Rav Yosef asked, you know, should I continue being involved in all worldly matters besides being involved just in Torah? Because we know Rav Avadia was involved in every aspect of Israeli society. And he asked, maybe I should just be involved, maybe basically based on like what Mordechai did, you know, based on this negative line, you know, maybe I should just be involved in Torah. And he was told by, again, the Ben Ish Chai, I think, that no, Elu ve'elu niskaimu biyadam. No, keep being involved in everything, and you're doing holy work, and therefore you should keep doing what you're doing. That's the story that he writes. Then he woke up. He woke up from his dream, and he took it as a siman that he should continue being involved in all elements of society. If you look in the Taz also discusses this line in Yeridaya in Reish Nun Aleph Sivav. The Taz writes in Hilchas Staka, where the Shulchan Aruch talks about Yecholim L'Shamos Afilu Mitalmud Torah L'Tzorech Shaloshim Pshitim L'Hegmo B'Cholshana. The question is, are you allowed to change Staka money that was given for other purposes? So the Shulchan Aruch says that you could use it even given to for Talmud Torah for Atzal Tefashos. You could use that. Shem Lo Yispashri Mo Yish Kama Aniyim. You could pay off a governmental official because if you don't pay him off, there will be many Jews that they won't be able to live, and they'll be beaten. So related to that, says the Taz, V'tema, he quotes the Marshal's question, Halo maskinan so perakama de Megillah, Gedola Talmud Torah, Yotzer me'atzal safashas, as we're about to have soon. That Talmud Torah can even beat out atzal safashas, that's what you learn, that's from Mordechai, from Reuven Chav. Ve'ein kan kushya, says the Taz. Devadai. You want to read that line? Okay, let's read that line first. If you look in the next line of the Gemara, the Gemara says, "Amar of Yosef." They'll come back to the Taz. Gadol Talmud Torah Yotzer Me'atzal Tafashas. Greater is Talmud Torah in a certain sense more than Atzal Tafashas. Demeikara Chashiv Leila Mordechai Baser Dalid. First, when Mordechai is first listed as the leaders, he was listed after four other names. Ulo Basof Baser Chamisha. And after he took the position later on in the story, he's listed after five other names. Meikara Ksiv Asher Ba'u Imzru Bavel. Who came back? Yeshua Nechem Yisraya Re'eloya Mordechai Bilshan, Ulabasov Ksiv, Habaim Im Zrubavel, Yeshua Nechemia Zarya Ra'amya Nachmeni, Mordechai Bilshan. So he's listed after four and then after five. So you see he went down one level. So ask the Marshal on this halach in Shulchan Aruch. So if Talmud Torah is greater, then how could you change money that was given for Talmud Torah? How could you change it for potential because in the future? So says the Taz, Inka Kushya, Devadai, Ein Lucha Davar Omei B'Fnei Pikuach Nefesh. The Gemara is not saying that if this Pikuach Nefesh you could take money to use to save a life, you don't do it. Of course you do. It's not one of the big three. Elo Dahasam Omer, what the Gemara just means here is, De Yoser Yeshus Lamisha Zoche Lasok Batora, Velo Baliado Asal Safashus, Mimisha Baliado Asal Safashus, Vaidikak Sorglavata Mitamatora Lasok Batal Nefesh. All that means there is, a person would be on a higher level if the Pikuach Nefesh situation never came up in his life, and he never had to use the money, and never had to be Osek in it, than someone who had the situation that had to be involved in it. Obviously, like the Gemara says, they wouldn't the Gemara said on yesterday's Parsha. Ari Miklat, if the Kohen Gadol was on such a level, nobody would have died in his lifetime. Right? He just prevents Takala just by being there. So if there was a great Gadol that carried his generation, there wouldn't even be a Pikuach Nefesh situation. Obviously, if there is, you have to use it for that Pikuach Nefesh situation. That's all the Gemara means here. V'yalfami Mordechai Bilshan, Shetchila Shelo Bali Yado Esak Shalasal Stafashas. Originally, there was no Pikuach Nefesh, he just sat and learned. Hayachashav Beinei Chachamim Yoser. And the Chachamim thought of him even greater. Mimasha Acher Kach Bali Yado HaMitzvah Shalasal Stafashas V'hutzrach Levatal Torah Shelo Manu Oso Chachamim Kamo Tchila. So the Chachamim didn't count him as they originally did. So that's the Taz says. Obviously, don't think that Pikuach Nefesh is something that is not docha, and Talmud Torah somehow was docha. Of course not. We know that Pikuach Nefesh is docha everything, but that's what all it means, that the situation, if somebody would be in that situation, and not have to be Mevatel Torah, like Gemara says at the beginning of Brachas, right? What is called Yisurin, what's called Yisurin Shalava, type of Yisurin, that is not Mevatel Torah, that is something that is discussed by the Gemara there. Okay, Vayter. Says the Gemara, Amar of Ravi Tamer Shua Bar Marsa. Three lines from the bottom. Gadol Talmud Torah, Yoser Mi Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Talmud Torah, in a certain sense, is greater than Binyan Beis HaMikdash. She calls Masha Baruch Ben Neria Kayam, as long as Ezra's Rebbe. Baruch Ben Neria was alive in Bavel. Lohinichu Ezra Va'Allah. Ezra never left his Rebbe and made Aliyah. So you see, to help with the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. You see, to go to Talmud Torah, even greater than Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Ask the Turei Evan right here, how do you know that it's greater? How do you know that it is greater than Binyan Beis HaMikdash? Maybe it's equal kashali. Akati minhali shegadol Talmud Torah b'Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Dilma shkulin heim. Maybe they're equal. And therefore, sheval tase. Shemachli lohei mechuyiv la'alos. Sometimes you find mitzvahs are equal. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Gadol Hachnas says Arachim Ki Hashkamas Beis HaMedrash. So you have equal. So why not here? Why does it say Gadol? Or the next line we're going to have. Minala, how do you know that Gadol Talmud Torah Yosef Mikibud Avaim? Maybe it means they're equal. V'yesh Lomar says the Terei Evan, because in each case there's additional counter pressure. And therefore, if the other one, not Talmud Torah, if the other value, Kibud Avaim,
or Binyan Beis HaMikdash would have been equal, then the other value would have overpowered the Talmud Torah. Devadai, ilu lo haya omi kenega Talmud Torah, ela kibarava aim by Yaakov, vegabe Ezra, enu ela Binyan Beis HaMikdash l'chud, vadai, havimata lamemar deshkulenein, ela mishum to amanami nega Talmud Torah de Ezra, mitzvah yishuv eretz Yisrael, shrei barach ben neriya rabu bebavel. So if it was equal, then the mitzvah yishuv eretz Yisrael would have overcome, and then he would have gone. It must be, therefore, that it was less. So then the Mitzvah Talmud Torah is Docha, even Yishuv Eretz Yisrael and Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And he then quotes Midrashim to back him up. And that's how you know that it must have been more than, and not just equal. So we have Binyan Beis HaMikdash, we have Kibud Av Ha'Eim, we have Hatzalas HaFashas, and we have Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Next, Omer Abba Omer Av Yisrael, Omer Bar Shmuel Bar Marsa, Gadol Talmud Torah, Yoser Mikibud Av Ha'Eim. Where do you know that from? So this we know, we're familiar with from Rashi, in Sefer Bereishis. Shekalos and Shanim, Shaya Yaakov Avinu, Beis Eiver, Lo Nenash. All those years that Yaakov Avinu was learning in Eiver, Beis Eiver. What do you mean Beis Eiver? What about shame? Answer is, Shem was Nifter, so now Aver took over, right? He was the only Rosh Hashiva. Lo Nanash. So for all those years, he wasn't punished. Da'amar Me'ar. So now we're going to have the math till the end of the parak. How do we know that he wasn't punished for those years? Da'amar Me'ar. Lomanim Neshosav Shal Yishmael. Why do we care how long Yishmael lived? What do we have to know that for? Right, Rashi says, Ma'lanu Limno Shnos HaRishayim. What do we have to know the years for Rishayim? Kidei Liyachis Bohen Shnosav Shal Yaakov. We do that because those years help us figure out the years of Yaakov Avinu and what he did all his life. Dichsiv. How do we know that? So here we go. Ve'ela shnei chaye Yishmael. Ma'as shana v'shloshim shana v'sheva shanim. Yishmael lived for 137 years. That was his lifetime. Kama kashis Yishmael miYitzchak. How much older was Yishmael from Yitzchak? Arbeis hashnin, 14 years. Yishmael was 14 years old when his younger brother Yitzchak was born. Dechsev Avram ben Shmonim shana v'efshe shanim. B'ledes hagaras Yishmael. Avram was 86 years old when Yishmael was born, his bechor, l'Avram. V'ksiv Avram ben Ma'as shana b'ivalel lo'as Yitzchak b'no. And he was 100 when Yitzchak was born. So you know Yishmael was 14 years old. You know he had his bris when he was 13, a year before. So Avram was 100, so Yishmael was 14 when Yitzchak was born. V'ksiv, v'Yitzchak ben Shishim shana b'ledes Osam. And we know when Yitzchak had his babies, Yaakov and Esav, when Rivka had them, so Yitzchak was 60. So how old was Yishmael when Yaakov and Esav were born? 74. Bar kama havi Yishmael k'di isyalid Yaakov, bar shivim v'arba. So far so good. So he was 14 years old when Yitzchak was born. He was 74 years old when his nephews were born, when Yaakov and Esav were born. Kama paishin mishnei. How many years are left in Yishmael's life from 74 to 137? Mishnei shisin v'tlas, 63 more years. That's how old Yaakov was when Yishmael died. That's how many years Yishmael had left, 63. Vitanya, haya Yaakov Avinu b'shashin es barach me'aviv. And what also happened in that year when Yaakov was 63? When Yaakov Avinu got the brachas, when he took the brachas from his father, Ben Shishim v'shalosh shana, right at that time, that was a busy year. He took the brachas, that's when Yishmael died. Ba'ubo b'perek meis Yishmael, that's when Yishmael died. Dichsiv, as is alluded to in the psukim. Vayar Esav ki ve'rach v'gomer. Esav saw that the brachas were given. Vayelach Esav el Yishmael. Vayikach, he goes and gets a wife. Vayikach, he says, my father took a wife at this age, so am I. Vayikach is machlas bas Yishmael achos nivayos. He went to take machlas, the daughter of Yishmael, the sister of Nevayos. Mimash b'shenemer bas Yishmael. Once the Torah says that he married the daughter of Yishmael. Eini yodea shiachos Nevayos. Don't I know that he's the sister of Nevayos? Earlier it said that Nevayos is the son of Yishmael. So what do I need to know? That it was achos Nevayos. I know that. Melameid shekitsha Yishmael vames. It must be that the first stage, the kiddushin, took place. Yishmael, first stage of the marriage. And then Yishmael died. That's why I mentioned Nevayos, because that's the one that finished the job. Just parenthetically, before we continue the math, Kiddushin. The Sifsei Chachamim here says it must not be literal Kiddushin, because we know the Rambam tells us that there is no such thing as Kiddushin before Maamad Har Sinai, right? That it's something that is unique to Am Yisrael after Maamad Har Sinai, and therefore this can't be literal Kiddushin. Says the Rambam, if you remember, Kodem Matan Torah Hayada Poke Isha Bashuk. Before Matan Torah, a man and a woman will meet each other. Imratza Huvahi Lisa Osa, if they want to get married, Machnisa Labesa Ubo Allah Beino Labein Atzmo. He brings her inside, and they live together. Fatila Lisha, and that's it. Basically, what we call Nisuin. Kivan Shenitna Torah. Once the Torah was given, it's Tavu Yisrael. Shem Yirtzaha Ish Lisa Isha. Yaknosa Tchila Befnayedim. Vyakak Tila Lisha. First, you do Kiddushins. Here it says Kiddushin, but really, it can't literally mean that because there was no such Kiddushin. It means the Shiduchin, as we would say. Shiduchin, that's what Yishmael did, and then later on, he died, and Nevayos, his son, had to do the rest. Interesting, however, Moshe Salvechik said, maybe this Rambam is the explanation for the bracha of Kiddushin. What do we say under the chuppah? V'tzivan al arayas, v'aslan asarus, aslanu, al yidei chupa v'kiddushin. Baruch Hashem, akadosh Yom Yisrael, al yidei chupa v'kiddushin. Why does it say chupa v'kiddushin? Shouldn't it be Kiddushin v'chuppah? That comes first. Chupa v'kiddushin, so the Rishonim asked this in Ksubis, where the bracha is discussed in the first parak. So they say it means chupa sha'al yidei kiddushin. Chuppah, which is preceded by Kiddushin. Okay, that's one way to read it. But Rav Moshe Salvechik said maybe it's Chuppah v'Kiddushin because Chuppah was historically first. First there's been Chuppah, and then it was changed to having Kiddushin before the Chuppah. And that's the uniqueness that came after Maimed Har Sinai. So that's the Chuppah v'Kiddushin. Okay, back to the Gemara though. So we're still on the math. That Yishmael died at age 63, and that was the same year that Yaakov got the brachos. Good, we continue. Shisin v'tlas, so we're up to the Gemara, reiterates, 63, v'arbesar, ad demisulid Yosef. Then you have another 14 years until Yosef was born. Yaakov was 14 years after the brachos, and after he ran away, that Yosef was born. Why? Hashivin v'shiva. So altogether, 63 plus 14 is 77, right? 7 years that he worked, and 7 years that he worked, and there was another 6 years after that. V'ksiv. So 77 we're up to in Yaakov's life. V'ksiv v'yosef ben shloshim shana b'avdei l'fnei paru. Add another 30 years. Yosef was 30 when he stood in front of Paro, Hamea v'sheva. Now we're up to 107. And then, Shev desava, 7 years of plenty, Vitarti tekafna, and then the 2 years of famine, another 9, added on to 107 is 116, Hamea v'shitsar, Viksiv, and then we have, how old does Yaakov say he was when he stood in front of Paro? Viksiv, after, at the end of these 2 years of famine, Vayomer Paro el Yaakov, Kami meishnecha Yaakov, how old are you, old man? Vayomer Yaakov el Paro, Yimeishnei Mugurai, Shloshim Mashana, we're not going to go into the next words, Ma'at V'ra'im, 130, says Yaakov, 130? Me'ev v'shisar avin, what do you mean? It was 116, we just did the math. Whatever, why is it an extra 14 years? There were another 14 years, the blackout years. 14 years that is unaccounted for. Those must have been the years that he stayed in Yeshivas Eiver on his way to Padan Aram. Detanya haya Yaakov beis Eiver mutman abas reishana. Eiver meis la'achar sheyor Yaakov avinu la'aram na'arayim. Eiver died after Yaakov left. Shtei shanim yatzim isham uvalo la'aram na'arayim nimsak sh'amad al ba'er ben shivim v'sheva shana. Right, when he stood by the ba'er and finally met his wife, he was 77, he was not 63. Those 14 years, he was learning in yeshiva, and he was not punished. U'minolon d'lo ma'anish, how do we know he was not ne'enash for those years? Titania, because it was only punished for the later years. Nimsa Yosef Shapirish May Aviv Estrim Vishtaim Shana, Kishem Shapirish Yaakov Avino May Aviv. Yosef was away from Yaakov for 22 years, exactly the amount of years that Yaakov was away from his own father. The Yaakov Tlasin Vishisa Havin. The Yaakov, what do you mean? Yaakov's 36. Ella Arbesa, Dabeseva Lochashel, was away for 36 years. For, right, not just the years in that he was in Aram Naharayim. So, in Padan Aram. So, they don't count those 14 years. So, if the base Lavan, Esrim Shnin Havin, what do you mean? What about the 20 years in base Lavan, getting married and building a family? Elamishum de Ishtai Ba'orcha Tartin Shnin. There's an extra 2 years that we just have to add in. He was traveling for 2 years. Detanya Yatsami Aram Naharayim Ubalo Lesukos Vasa Shem Shmon Asar Chodesh. He was there 18 months. Shnemar Yaakov Nasa Sukos of Even Obayas Ulam Vigneo Asa Sukos Ubabase El Asa Shisha Chadashim Vihikriv Zivachim. So that works out all the math. How old Yaakov was and what was the goal of this Limud? To teach me Gadol Talmud Torah Yoser Mikibud Avaim. And that's why he wasn't punished for those years. If you look at Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and the Emes LeYaakov, in a couple of places in Sefer Bereishis, in Vayetze and elsewhere, he discusses there, is it a general rule that for Kibud Av-Aim, it's knocked out for Talmud Torah? Generally, we don't say that's a total rule. We don't say that's something that is a blanket statement. Rabbi Yaakov explains that really, he asks another question. He says, what did they learn in Shem Va'Aver? What did they learn there? Throw in another question. Yitzchak Avinu, after the Akedah, he goes to learn in Shem Va'Aver. Right? Also, what was he learning there? He disappeared after that. What did they learn in Beit Shem Va'Aver? They didn't have the Torah yet. So explains Rabbi Yaakov at length there what was taught, why Yitzchak sent Yaakov, or why Yitzchak wouldn't have thought that what Yaakov was doing was bittul, right? Yitzchak said to go find a wife. And he stopped off 14 years. Right, so what happened? If your father asks you to do something and you don't do it, so then isn't that bittul his words? The answer is Yitzchak would have wanted Yaakov to stop here. Why? Because you know what they taught there? They taught how to live Torah in Galus. Shem Va'Aver. Shem Va'Aver, what were they? Shem was in the time of the Mabul, and Aver was later in the time of the Aflaga. They personified, and they were successful in living a Torah life, even though the circumstances around them weren't so open for Torah lifestyle. Yitzchak couldn't teach that to Yaakov because Yitzchak was always in Eretz Yisrael and Yitzchak didn't have such pressures around. That's why Yaakov went there to learn Torah's Hagalus, says Rabbi Yaakov, to learn everything he needed to know. And therefore, he needed to do that before he went to spend so many decades in the house of Lavan, if he wanted to succeed. And that's why it's as if he gives the mashal. It's as if, you know, your father goes to ask you to do something, and because you want to do it properly and correctly, you go learn about that event that he asked you to do before you go do it. So that you could, he asked you to go buy eggs. So you go and study what the best kind of eggs there are to buy, and then you go buy eggs. So here, you needed to do this, and that's why he wasn't punished for those years, because this is something that he had to do on the way. Again, that is a Rabbi Yaakov that is quoted by many. Okay, Adron Lach, Megillah Nikreis. Now we get back into Meseches Megillah, the Halachos. We had the last 5-6 blot, darshening all of the psukim. And now we have the Halachos of Kriyas HaMegillah. HaKoreis HaMegillah L'mafreya Lo Yatzah. Somebody reads the Megillah out of order. L'mafreya Lo Yatzah, he is not Yotzeh. You have to read it in order. To Drush, Alderach Drush, the Bali Drush say, Avim L'mafreya. If I read the Megillah L'mafreya, why is it not Yotzeh? Because the whole point is to read it in order, because that's how you see the Yad Hashem. The Yad Hashem is, and this happened, and then this happened, and this happened. You have to read it in order to get that message. And this isn't just the Bali Drush, it's the Ritva. The Ritva right here. The Ritva first says a halachic point, but then he basically says exactly this idea. The Ritva says you can't read the Megillah out of order. What does that mean, out of order? So it says the Ritva. If you look in the Gemara on Tamara's blad, it means even the Parshios. Even the Parshios, you read different prakim. Kegon sheikdem parsha beiz la'alef. Masha ain came b'kriyashma. Unlike kriyashma, dila mafreya parshios yatsa. Like the Ritva passing like the Rambam, that if you read the kriyashma, the parshios out of order, you are still yotzei. Right? Umashma, like it says in the Mishnah in the beginning of the second paragraph in Brachas. Haikari batar avi giyazman amikrim, kivin libo yatsa. Umashma, it sounds like that Mishnah means you're reading the Torah. In the Torah, they're out of order. It doesn't say Shema v'haya then v'yomer. Ho kimna b'kar lahagi. V'dinu, and says the Ritva, it's appropriate to say that Kriya Shema, the Parshios, could be read out of order, while Megillah not. Why? Hasam ain't hatam shehe seder Parshios ma'akiv b'di eved. Kivet shekarim, can say the Shekhtuvos b'Torah. How could you say not reading them? How can you say reading them out of order is a problem if the Torah wrote them out of order? So of course it's got to be okay, even though Chazal instituted that when we say them as the mitzvah of Kriyashma, we read them in a different order. Aval hacha b'megillah, here's the line, im sires es ha-parshios hafach ko ha-inyan. If you read the parshios out of order, you change the whole inyan. Dekula kechada parshahi. It's all one parsha. Why? What do you mean that you were mahapik the whole Indian? Because that's the whole purpose of the Megillah. To see Yad Hashem behind the scenes, following in order. And then this happened, and this happened, and this happened. That's the whole purpose of the Megillah. And if I don't read it in order, then I'm losing that whole element. Number one. Number two, the other point is the Bnei Yisaskar. Bnei Yisaskar is quoted here in the Megillah Yisashas. Beis Vasva says, if somebody reads the Megillah Lamafreya meaning in the past, you think the whole story of the Megillah is just a story that happened, it's history, then you're not Yotze. If you don't think HaKadosh Baruch Hu was deeply involved in our lives as he was in the story of the Megillah, then you're not Yotze. You're missing the whole point of the Megillah. You have to realize the message is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is deeply involved in all of our lives at every moment. That's Megillah. Can't read it Lamafreya. Karal peh, if I read the Megillah, totally bal peh. We'll get to later on. Is there any limitations? And there is a lot more flexibility in terms of this. We'll see. As long as you have rove of the Megillah al peh, right? It's not like they're reading the Torah. So karal peh, kara targum b'chaloshon lo yotzo. Or if you read it translated in some other language, you are not yotze. Avol kara nosa lo alos belaz. But if somebody understands laz, then you can read it below azos. That is okay. And if somebody understands Loazis and he hears it Bashuris and he does not understand, he hears it in Hebrew, Yatza, you still Yotze. Ashuris, Hebrew, Lashon HaKodesh is automatically Yotze. And the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that even if you read it in Loazos, for somebody who speaks that language, one is also Yotze. This relates to the Mishnah back in the first parak that we had in terms of the Ein Bein. Ein Bein Sevetorah, Latilon and Mezuzas in terms of Megillah being written in other languages. There is a major machlokas we've shown him here in terms of what if somebody understands Lashon HaKodesh and Loazos? When the Mishnah says you can read it to Loazos Belaz, is that only if they don't understand Lashon HaKodesh or even if they do? How much do you give them this flexibility? That is a machlokas 2 days right here in the Ramban. The Ramban quotes a Rashi that we don't have that says it's even if they understand Lashon HaKodesh. Hoditana v'kori l'osa l'lozos pirish Rashi zal she yodin Lashon Acher she'ina Lashon HaKodesh v'lo doikli. I don't think so, says the Ramban. Dekiva dechol lashon eino kasher b'megillah. V'yafilu devari omer svaram nechtavim bechol lashon eino kasher. Amay machshirinan lebe b'she yodin bo. Yikar b'lashon HaKodesh. Elo l'lozos haino she'in yodin ashuris. They don't know it. That's what it's talking about. So today is in the Ramban what it is referring to. Keep in mind also, there's an important comment of the Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha says whenever you have flexibility in terms of saying something or reading something not in Lashon HaKodesh, it's only where in that country they understand it. If you look in Ilchos Kriya Shema, the Shulchan Aruch says in the beginning of Simen Samach Beis, Yachol Likrosa Bechal Lashon. You could say Kriya Shema in any language. And the Mishnah Berurah screams that in our day and age it should only be said in Lashon HaKodesh. That's the Mishnah Berurah. But then the Mishnah Berurah also adds a comment. V'da'ot. This is in the Bir Halacha there. V'dinira li v'pshitus. I think it's obvious. Da'osan dvarim ha'ne'amarim b'chol Lashon. Hudafka im anshei osa ha'medina medabrim kach. That's only if that country speaks that language. Avalam anshi hamadina einam yecholim ladaber b'zeh lashon. But if the people can't speak that language, v'ra, it's only English in English, I guess, all over the place. Japanese in Japan and Flemish in Belgium. No, but if it's not true, if you're somebody who speaks a different language, surrounded by others, maybe they made up their own language. That doesn't work. Here's a key line. Lashon HaKodesh is inherently the ultimate language. The Torah was created the world was created in Lashon HaKodesh. That has status even if it's not spoken. All other languages are only because of the acceptance of people of society that we will use these words to express certain things. That is not a lashon. What's my raya? Kiddushin davav. The Gemara says, if somebody says to a man, says to a woman, ha'omer, charufasi, be my charufa, like Shivcha Charufa, Bi Yehuda Mekudeshes. She can't be Yehuda. Karan Larusa Charufa. Avo Beshar Mekomos Eina Mekudeshes. Af Sheshneim Kivnu L'Shem Kiddushin. V'Kiddushin U'Bechol Lashon. Af Al Pikin Kiva Dein Lashon Zeh Lashon Kiddushin. Boso Makom. Harekilu Nasan Kesav Lomar Klal. Deina Mekudeshes. V'Chein Kaz V'Arosh. V'Shulchan Aruch. V'Bina Shirma B'Lashon Kiddushin. Shaboso Makom V'Chulu. That is an important comment of the Bir Halacha there. So Pashas, that applies here only in the place where they speak Loazos. Vayter in the Mishnah. Karasi Rugin Umistam name. If I'm reading the Megillah and I'm dozing off as I read the Megillah, but I don't skip any and I don't go out of order, Yotza, I am still Yotze. Hayakosa Darsha Umagia. If I'm writing the Megillah, or I'm darshing it, I'm editing the Megillah, I'm keeping libo yatsa v'im lav lo yatsa. We'll see in the Gemara. That it means, you have a kosher Megillah there, but you're just like fixing it up a little bit, if you're machaving libo yatsa, and if not, you are not yotze, right? This goes on the list, in the big topic of mitzvah shrichas kavana and shrichas kavana. As the Ran says right here, the Gemara says it by Farish and Brachas, we have a similar line by Kriyashma, but here it says it by Megillah. What does it mean in Kivim Libo? We know there's a Machlokas Tanoim and a Machlokas Amorayim, Rishonim and Poskim, whether Mitzvah Srichas Kavana or not. So doesn't this line sound like Mitzvah Srichas Kavana? In Kivim Libo Yatsu and Lav Lo Yatsu. So the Ran says, it could fit into that line, but it could also fit into the other Shita. The Ran says right here on Daf Hayam and Aleph, in the Daf Arif, this also can mean, if you're Machavim Libo to read it. Right? If you're Machavim Libo, maybe you skip some words. Right, that's what it means. It doesn't have to say this means of keeping libo for the mitzvah. So there is you could read this line both ways, according to both mandamers, a mitzvah Shuchas Kavana and Shuchas Kavana. That is a huge topic. Many Rambams that go in different directions. You got to put all the Rambams together. And Ilchas Megillah, and Ilchas Matzah, and Ilchas Shofar. All the Rambams that talk about Kavana, the Rambam does not have one smooth shita. Sometimes he passes Srichas Kavana and some in Srichas Kavana, and that's why you have to look at each mitzvah and the uniqueness of each mitzvah, whether Kavana is a crucial ingredient. If you write the Megillah with all of these substitute types of inks, or klafim, lo yatsa, you're not yotze, ache, ksuba, ashuris, until it is written in Ashuris, ala sefer ubedio, on a real cloth ubedio, and with hardcore ink. Good. Says the Gemara, minani mili, how do I know that you cannot read the Megillah out of order? Amar Rava, de Amar Kra, kichsavam v'chizmanam. The Pasuk says, like it is written, like their kizmana, like their times. Mazmana l'mafreya lo, just like time does not go out of order. L'mafreya lo, avksavam l'mafreya lo, so too, how it's written, cannot be alamafreya. So says the Gemara, so it doesn't say reading it there. Midi kriya ksiva hacha, asiya ksiva. So it doesn't say anything about reading it. Tachsev liyos osim eshnei ayamim. Doesn't say anything about reading it here. Elamei hacha. No, the following pasuk. Tachsev ayam ma'elin is karman asim. Iskish zechira la asiya. Ma asiya la mafreya lo, af zechira la mafreya lo. Zechira, which we know, means la haskir, that is la mafreya, not allowed. It's got to go in order. L'mafreya, as we said, generally means, according to most, it means if you read the psukim or parshios out of order. That's the question. And the Ritva was machalik. But that by Megillah, you can't even read the parshios out of order. And by Kriyashma, you could read the parshios out of order. What about reading the psukim out of order? So that most Rishonim say that is not allowed. If you look in Rashi and Brachas, there in the Daf Yud Gimel, where this comes up, the very Mechudah Shita. Rashi says l'mafreya there means if you read the words out of order. That's lo yatsa. And all the Rishonim, they ask on Rashi, what's the Havamina? If you don't read the Psukim, you say, what, Bisharecha, V'yahavta, Livavecha. That doesn't make any sense. Of course that's not Yotze. It's the Chiddush of Rashi. If you read the words out of order, so you got to work on that Rashi. There in Brachas, Daf Yud Gimel, what Rashi is driving at when he says the words. Because Pashas, you know, wouldn't make any sense even to say the words. There's no Havamina. Tana Viter, says the Gemara five lines for the bottom. V'chein b'halel, also by Halel, v'chein b'kriyashma u'bitfila. All of these also cannot be read l'mafreya, as we were just talking about. Halel, kriyashma, and tfila. What does it mean, Halel, out of order? Well, let's just read the source first. Halel, and how do you know Halel? Can I be Rav Mafreya Rabba? I'm going to say, "Mimid Hashem Eshan Mevo'o." In Halel, we talk about the sun. Just like the sun doesn't go out of order, it rises and sets. So too Halel. Rav Yosef Amar Zeha Yom Asa Hashem. The day is not out of order. Rabbi Avya Amar Yehi Shem Hashem Mevorach. The Shem Hashem should be blessed. The Shem Hashem is not out of order. Yehi, it should be in order. Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Vitamer of Acha, Bar Yaakov, Amar Me'acha, Me'ata V'ad Olam. All of those suggestions are for Halel not being able to be read L'mafreya. The Mishnah Berurah in Tav Chaf Beis, in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, in Sif Katan Chavav, right? This is the Daf for Rosh Chodesh, this cycle. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'hai L'mafreya L'chora, Hainu Dafka B'seder HaPsukim. Pashas, it means lamafreya lo yatsa. If you switch around the psukim, avalam hikdim parsha lachaverta, avav ishena rasha yatsa. Even you're not supposed to say the prakim out of order, pashas you'd still be yotze, just like by kriyashma. But he quotes that there are some achronim that are machmir. Aval kam achronim machmirim gavay halel afilu b'parshios. Even by the parshios, says the prichadash. Why? Kivon desmuchim emzel azeh b'tehillim, since they go with each other in tehillim. V'yalken, and therefore, vaday nachon lahachmir bazeh, v'lachzav alikos. If you set them out of order, lachatchila, or let's say you had a run out for a minute in the middle of halel, then you come back and you continue, and then you have to see the ones from earlier, lachatchila, to repeat the halel in order, but without a bracha. Without a bracha, pashtus, because the other rishonim, let's say, you're yotze if you did it out of order, as long as you have the parshias. Okay, vaita, that's halel. Kriyashma, last line. How do you know kriyashma has to be in order? Ditanya machlokas tanoim. Kriyashma kichsava divrei rebbe. Kriyashma has to be read as it is. First kichsava, it has to be read in the language that it is written. V'lashon hakodesh divrei rebbe. V'chacham omer b'chal lashon. Chacham say no, as we just quoted the Shulchan Aruch, kriyashma can be said in any language. Me'ikar adin. My time at the rebbe. Why does rebbe say it has to be read in lashon hakodesh? Amar kra v'hayu b'hava yason yehu. V'hayu, it should be as it is, Yehu. For Rabbanan, my time, I had enough to be read b'chol lashon omar kra shma b'chol lashon shata shomei in any language. So v'hayu is limiting and shma is inclusive. The Rebbe Nami Huxiv Shema. Aye, Rebbe, it says Shema, which is an inclusionary word. No, Shema just means you have to hear what you're saying. Right? Hashma la azna. That's what Shema tells me. For Rabbanan Savri, command to Amar, and Rabbanan hold, that's not true. Hakorei says Shema v'lo shvila azna yatsa. You don't need that. Now, what does each Shita do with the other Shita? But with other pasuk, Rabbananami Haksiv Vahayu. What did the Rabbanan do with Vahayu? Homi Bayle Shleikol Mafreya. There's our line. They shouldn't read it out of order. For Rebbe Shleikol Mafreya Minale. We assume everybody holds of that. So how does he know it? Midvarim Hadvarim. Vahayu Hadvarim Ma'ela. These words has to be like this. For Rabbanan Dvarim Hadvarim Lo Mashma Luhu. They don't hold that. So now the Gemara goes through each one. What does each shita hold in general? Each one has a specific limud by Kriyashma, so it must be in general the opposite is true. Let's assume that Rebbe holds that all the other times you have to say something, it can be said in any language. Why? Because if you have to say in Lashon HaKodesh, what do you need Vayu by Kriyashma? Right? You have to say everything in Lashon HaKodesh. So the Gemara says, Yitzchak, no, you need a specific makar here. Sakatai toch shma, karabanan. You might say shma is including any language. That's why, because Rachman of Ahayu, you have to have Ahayu. And the opposite. Lemak savar rabbanan kol atorah b'lashon HaKodesh ne'emra. You might think the entire Torah must be said b'lashon HaKodesh. Di sakatai toch b'chol lashon ne'emra, lam li lemichtav shma. Because if not, it's what do you have to have shma for? So Yitzchak, sayad al-chamina v'hayu, karebi, kaz rachmana, shma. Okay. Each one has the opposite. Important tosis. Tosis is on top. What is the Gemara referring to when it says, all the other times you have to say something, it's got to be in Lashon HaKodesh, or not? What are all the other times? Where else do you have mitzvos da'oraisa? Right, the Gemara is talking about kriyashma here, which is a mitzvah da'oraisa. What other kriyos do you have that are da'oraisa? So Tosfos says, parsukasha, kriyas ha'torah. Rashi is talking about kriyas ha'torah, that's not a din da'oraisa. That's a takana d'rabbanan from Moshe Rabbeinu. So what are we talking about here? So Tosfos says it must be the other kriyos that are daraisa, like chalitza, egla arufa, vidui meiser, right? Some of those. Because Tosfos says the only kriya that's daraisa is parsha zachar. We're talking about parsha zachar. That's what we're talking about, right? That's the only thing. So it could be, but that is the important Tosfos. Those are quotes the kriyos that are daraisa. We had earlier the alluded to Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos, who said there's another kriya that's daraisa. We had this at the end of Tainus, and that's kriyas parsha zakarbanus. That also is a kriya d'oraisa, Rabbeinu Yonah added in Brachas. Okay, that's all halal. Tefila minale. And how do you know tefila must be in order? The Tanya, Shimon Apakuli, Hister Shmona Esri Brachas. Avnei Rabbi Gamliel, Ala Seder B'Yavne, Shimon Apakuli ordered the Shmona Esrei in front of Rabbi Gamliel and Yavne. The Gilyoni HaShas points out here, this is one of only two places in his view in all of Shas where you have a minalan and the answer isn't a pasuk. Usually minalan, you have a pasuk. Here the answer minalan is a brisa. So he says very unusual. Very unusual. One or two other places. So Rabbi Kuli made the Shmona Esrei in order. Amar Rabbi Yochanan va'amil v'masisa tana. They argue may have Esrim zakenim uem kama neviim tikkun Shmona Esrei brachas al seder. It's not just Shimon Rabbi Kuli, but it was the Anshei Knesses Hagidola. They were the ones that made it in order. Tosas here discusses what do you mean in order? Doesn't it say In brachas, if you forgot, if you're in the middle of the middle brachas, and you don't remember which one you're up to, just say the bracha in the place that you forgot. If you forgot a bracha, say it right there. So it sounds like you don't have to say it in order. Elanir Lafari says, the Tosfos, no, that gemara there means that if you, it just means the middle set is different than the first three and the last three. And that is, of course, if you remember within the three, then the middle, you could go back to the beginning of that set. Does it? But it's not related to the first three and the last three. So it's a discussion exactly how to what does it mean, that gemara, that Ein Lahem Seder? What does that mean? Well, it says here that there is a Seder. So let's start the Seder talking about here. Tanur Rabbanan, Minay Shomrim Avos, how do you know that? It's a makar for every bracha. How do you know you start off with Avos? Shenemar, Havu Lashem Enei Eilim. Minay Shomrim Gvuros, how do you know Gvuros comes next? Shenemar, Havu Lashem Kavod Vaos. Minay Shomrim Kedushos, Shenemar, Havu Lashem Kavod Shemo, Hishtachu Lashem, Badras Kodesh. Umaro Lomer Bina Achar Kedusha. How do you know you say Atachonein right after Kedusha? Shenemar, Vehikdishu as Kedoshi Yaakov as Elokei Yisrael, Yaritsu, Visamakle, you talk about Kedusha, and right after that, the Yadu Toe Ruach Bina, Umaro Lomar Tshuva Achar Bina, why is Hashivenu right after that? Dichsivu Lavavo Yavin Bina, Vishav, right after the Tshuva, Varafalo, Yahi Lemer Rafua Basra de Tshuva, so why don't you say Rafua right afterwards? Varafalo is right after that. Lo Saka Daitach, Dichsiv, Vyashova Lashemi Rachameyu, Vela Lokinu Kiarbala Slovach. So you have slicha after tshuva. Why is the second pasuk any more authoritative than the first? Tivkarach rida, because there's a kasav hashlishi. Hasoleach l'chol avonaychi, harofe l'chol tachluaychi, hagol mishachas chayechi. So you see that slicha comes before refua. Lameimer degula v'refua baser slicha hi. Period. V'haksiv v'shava rafalo. What do you do with that other pasuk though? Ahu lav refua de tachluimi, ela refua de slicha hi. That's not refua of a physical sickness. That's a refua that we get healed, we get forgiven by Hashem, and that is also a refua. Period. Just to end with this amazing Shibali Haleket. Shibali Haleket quotes the Pirkei d'Rabbelazar. It's quoted in the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef quotes this in Siman Kuf Yud Beis. If you never saw this, it's required reading. He quotes that the Shmona Esrei Brachos are really historically in order. Historically, when Avram Avinu was saved from Ur Kasdim, the Malach Eshari said, Magin Avraham. When Yitzchak Avinu went through the Akedah, the Malachim said, Mechayim Esim. When Yaakov Avinu, Kishaba Yaakov Apaga B'Shari Rachamim, Tiktish Rosh Lakadosh Baruch Hu, said Akal HaKadosh. When Gavriel, Lime Gavriel's Yosef, when Gavriel taught Yosef the 70 languages, they said Chorin Adas. When Ruvi did the Maisa Billa and Niklasa, Shuva, he goes through every situation. When Rafal was Marapa Avraham, Rofei Cholim, the Chulu, when he continues, all throughout when the Beis HaMikdash and Kriyas Yamsuf, they said Shira. When Bnei Yisrael groaned at Kriyas Yamsuf, right, they said Shomei Atfila. When the Shechina came down, Maksu Shechina. So it goes through every bracha and says historically when the Malachim were the ones that declared it. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but then we'll continue with the Aschalta de Geula, the only time that phrase appears in all of Shas, later on today's daf, which we'll discuss tomorrow.